Hello and welcome to TXS Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, the US International Development Finance Corporation has announced a call for applications from private companies seeking financing for distributed renewable energy related investments. The EIB is approving a $35.7 million loan to extend the drinking water network in southern Malawi. And the UK government is facing fresh calls to abandon its $750 million plan to support a gas export terminal in Mozambique, over fears the fossil fuel project is stoking the insurgency in the north of the country. Over in the commodity finance space, on our essentials news front, Singapore's agri company Wilmar International has returned to the loan market for a borrowing of up to $1 billion. On our third-party news tracker service, in the commodity space, Brazilian development bank Bindes has sold a $214 million bond in mining giant Vale for around $2 billion. And Petrus Resources has appointed Ken Gray as president and chief executive. While Robert Dacuno Castelo Branco has been removed CEO of Petrobras through a vote by shareholders. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, a former top civil servant who went on to serve as director of scandal hit Greensill Capital is facing questions over a string of meetings he held with the head of cabinet office after leaving Whitehall, as a Guardian investigation shows he had a shareholding in Greensill potentially worth $8 million before the lender collapsed. And Zenai Broking Group, the London-based credit insurance and surety specialist, is to acquire West Midlands-based trade credit insurance broker Credit Insurance Alliance. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.